Lord, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, the only name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. And God, we call upon you today and ask you to come and visit us with a visitation of thy Spirit. God, we know that thou knowest all things, thou seest all things. And God, we ask, Lord, that we might have a glimpse of what you would have for your people. And God, that you would have that anointing be rich and real to uplift hearts and to touch and to bless, set free and deliver. Those who are in captivity, let them be liberated. And God, by the power and the anointing of God, we ask you, Lord, just to break every yoke and set the captive free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I've had this thought in my spirit, and simply the thought is, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? We might ask ourselves, do we know whose side we're on? And if we can't immediately come forth and say, then we've got a problem. If we have to think about it, we've got a problem. We've got to every moment, every hour of our life be persuaded that we are on the Lord's side. The Bible tells us in Exodus, over in the Old Testament, in the 32nd chapter and in the 26th verse, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? And went on to say, let him come unto me, and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. But he made the statement here, who is on the Lord's side? And I use the same thought in the same text today to ask the question, who is on the Lord's side? We have got to have that foremost in our mind and our thoughts if we're going to accomplish anything in life. I've said it and I'll say it again, and it's worth re-saying that we as children of God, we must know first, we must understand who God is. We must understand where we fit in God's plan, and we can do them in different order, but we also must remember and we must know who that we are. And if we know these three things, assuredly, we know who God is, we know who we are, and we know where we fit in God's divine plan, there's nothing that can stop us and turn us around. Many tasks that we're given to do are hard tasks. Many times we are as the psalmist David when he said, my foot had almost thy slip for seeing the prosperity of the hypocrite. He's seen those that was in a hypocrite state of being, and he's seen their prosperity, and it seemed like they never had no battles, they never had no problems, they never have anything. And his foot had almost thy slip, the Bible said. He'd almost went over the deep end. He'd almost thrown in the towel. But let me tell you something. He heard the sound. I know by the word of God, the Bible talk about blessed he that knows the joyful sound. Amen. Blessed he that knows that sound that comes from the Lord. Amen. And as he come and got close to the sanctuary of the Most High God, he began to hear. And we don't know for sure what kind of instruments it might have been, stringed instruments. We don't know for sure. But he began to hear the sound of the music. He began to hear the songs of Zion. He began to feel the blessings of God. And he began to realize that with the wicked and the ungodly and the hypocrite, all they have is their destruction and their end, and all they have is what they have in this present moment. But the righteous are going to live forever. The righteous are going to outshine the sun. The righteous, amen, is going to stand. Now, as we walk this walk, we see so many that looks like everything's just rosy. Don't look like they ever have a problem. They don't have anything. Seem to bother them at all. Well, a lot of times it's because the devil already has them on his side. Because if you're on God's side, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be accused by the devil both day and night. Every waking hour you got, the devil is going to harass your mind. He's going to come against you. He's going to try to war against you. And I'm convinced so many people give in because they don't want to fight the battle. I've had them with the years that I've ministered. I've had them to pull up in my driveway and say, "Preacher, I'm throwing in the towel. I don't want any more of this. I don't want the harassment. I don't want none of this. I've thrown in the towel." See, because when you cross over to the other side, you doom your soul. When you go over to the devil's side, you doom your soul. And a lot of time you become of a reprobate mind. You don't know the difference between right and wrong and good and evil. Let's stay under the hand of grace. Let's stay under the mercy of God. Let's let the blood cleanse us and wash us from all sin and unrighteousness. Let's stay under the blood and let's stay on God's side. Amen. This is something we choose. It's not chosen for us. Many religions have come along and said God's already picked and chose who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost and all that. That is false doctrine. That is contrary to the word of God. Because God has given every man a free will over 4,000 times in the word of God. Amen. God said absolutely we are free moral agents to choose whether we want to be on God's side or whether we don't want to be on God's side. I got up this morning and I made up my mind I'm on God's side. I got up yesterday morning and all the mornings back as far as I know, ever since I was a young teenager, I made up my mind which side I was on, and I know what I'm going to do in the morning, next week, next month, next year. Come back and check with me and I'll tell you I'm going to be on the Lord's side. Amen. Yes, my battle may be severe. Yes, they may come against me from every side. And yes, sometimes it may seem the load is so hard and the burden is so heavy that you can't bear it nor carry it. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is my high tower. He is my strength. He is my rock I'm standing on. Glory to God. He's my butler. He's my shield. He's everything I need. Hallelujah. That what I'm standing on has been proven. That anointing that rests on me has been proven. I'm sure of one thing. I'm sure of that anointing, and I'm sure what the Holy Ghost said, and I'm sure what God, amen, speaks. And I'm sure this. God only allows us to know the things he wants us to know. And God only allows us to know them when he wants us to know them. And see, some people fret and worry because they want to know everything. Paul said, we see through a glass darkly, we know in part and see in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part is going to be done away with. Oh, it might be good to know more than what we know, but we might be in trouble if we did. Amen. I know he woke me up this morning. I know he quickened me by his spirit. I know several times during the night I was quickened by his spirit. I know when the enemies crush in from every side, I was quickened by the Holy Ghost. And I know when I come in presence with a bad spirit, God quickens in me and allows me to know that. To know everything, I don't claim to. And anybody that says they know everything, they're a liar and the truth ain't in them. Amen, amen. How's everything going to play out? One news commentator said to Billy Graham, He said, don't it look like right now that Satan's winning? Don't it look like that he's going to overthrow the kingdom of God and don't look like he's winning? I like what Billy Graham said to him. He simply said these words. It might appear that way, but ultimately, Satan's kingdom will be destroyed and God will triumph. I read the book and I'm going to be on the winning side. Amen. I said I read the book and I'm going to be on the winning side. I'm going to be on the side, amen, that God, amen, has put his spirit upon. And we have got so many in these last days that are warring against the spirit and fighting against the spirit and don't want the spirit. If you don't have the spirit, you're none of his. Religion will send your soul to a devil's hell if you don't have the Spirit of God applied with it. The Bible said they'll be ever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And that's what's going on in America today. They're in their churches and their Sunday school rooms and they're teaching about the book. They're teaching about this and the history and all that stuff. But they're not telling them that they can plug in with the God and they can be filled with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, amen, will lift them and carry them through. We would have all have went back according to the word of God unless we'd been quickened by the Spirit. I would have lost this battle a long time ago if I hadn't been quickened by the Spirit. The devil would have overtaken me a long time ago if I hadn't been quickened by the Spirit. We have to know when to hold and we have to know when to fold. We have to know when to keep our peace. And sometime God will say, just be dumb as an old box of rocks and don't say nothing. Just keep your peace and I'll take care of the situation. A lot of time we get in trouble when we try to get in the midst of it and try to figure it out our way. God's already got it figured out way down the road from us. From the very foundation of the world, he knows exactly how it's all going to spin out. Amen. And the Bible said even the hairs in our head are numbered. And one of them falls out, he knew which one fell out. And I figure if a God knows that, he's able to take care of me. So I'm going to trust him. We'll be fretted by the devil every day of our life. He will come and grind in our face every day of our life. But if we know which side we're on, it makes no difference. Amen. If we know what we stand for, we won't fall for everything that comes along. Amen. And I'm going to say the majority of the ministers in the world today have turned over to falsehood. Amen. We watched the television media years ago and their corruption. The three largest networks that carried the gospel. We've watched the corruption in them. We've watched the homosexuality in them. We've watched the adulterous conditions that was in them. We've watched all the things that corrupted them. And somebody said, well, there'll be new ones long to take their place, and a lot of the new ones are more corrupt than the others. The biggest thing we're hearing on television today about the gospel is if you can give $1,000, you're going to get it all. You can turn through the channels any given time, and they're telling you, get your checkbook out and send this check. Put it on your credit card. I'm going to tell you something. Before this thing winds up, they're going to be running and trying to get where the Spirit's at. They're going to bail out of these seem like churches amen, they are going to bail out of them like you never believed. And they're going to run and try to find. Because there's a famine. The Bible said there's a famine coming. And it's a famine of the word, a famine of the gospel. And it's already here. Men having itching ears. It's what the ears tickled. They don't want nobody to tell them exactly the way it is. Well, the way it is this morning, you're either on God's side or you're on the devil's side. Amen. And as long as you continuously. Somebody said, how long would the Spirit of God strive with man? One case I know of, 120 years. He waited on those in Noah's day for 120 years. What was it? Abraham pleaded with God that he wouldn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot. And he kept giving him a number. And if you find 50 of these, or you come on down through the number. And God said he would know. But he never did find even the smallest number he gave. He never did find. And God sent Lot out of there. And Lot's wife turned back and became a pillar of salt. That ought to allow us to know we better make up our mind which side we're on. Amen. There's a lot of folks don't like me. But I tell you one thing, when somebody proves to me they're on the other side of this thing, I leave them alone. When they prove to me they're demon-possessed, they're retrobate, amen, I leave them alone. I have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. People will make mistakes. I ain't talking about that. The Bible said, little children, I wish you sin not. If you do, you have a guyver with the Father. People will sin. Not that it's God's pleasure, and not that that's what God wants. But that's what the blood is for. The danger of sin is repeated sin alienates you and separates you from God. The folks that are on the wrong side, they got there by grieving the Holy Ghost. They got there by every time the Holy Ghost nudged them, and every time the Holy Ghost convicted them, or every time the Holy Ghost come upon them to put them in the right direction, they thumbed it down and went their own way, and God let them have their own way. There is a way that seemeth right to man, but the end of the ways of destruction. There's a narrow way and there's a broad way. The narrow way leads to life eternal, and the broad way leads to destruction. Churches today, if they don't teach anything, if they don't preach anything, if they don't let the Holy Ghost come in, they flourish and they grow and they have plenty of money, and people will come and throw money at their feet. But in hell, they will make their bed if they deny the Holy Ghost, if they deny the right way of God. We have to choose which side we're on. God's always had a man that would stand. He's always had somebody at the intersection to say, this is God's way. I believe, if I believe anything, that my feet stand in the place where they stand as a watchman upon the wall to cry loud and spare not. And I believe that God's hand will prevail for those that choose his way. And for those that don't, we know by the Word of God. What will take place in the purpose thereof. I want to stand with Him. I don't know about you. I want to stand with Him. I want to be on His side. Don't want no second thought about it. I want to be on His side. I want to be ready when the trumpet sounds so loud it's going to wake the dead. Because you know, if you take a chance of not making the decision, if you're at a minute center and say, well, I'll have plenty of time. Life can be snatched out from under us just in a split second. And we won't have plenty of time. Joshua said in the 24th chapter, the 15th verse of Joshua, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amalekites in whom land you dwell. But for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. In Ruth, the first chapter in verse 16, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, that whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodgest, and thou people shall be my people, and thou God shall be my God. Ruth made a definite decision. Yes. Amen. Solomon in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter in verse 9, give therefore thou servant an understanding heart to judge thou people that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge that thou so great a people? Solomon had great wisdom. One of the reasons is he wanted to have the ability to know how to choose. Amen. Life is made up of choices. The psalmist said in Psalms 119 and 20, I have chose the way of truth. Thou judgments have I laid before me. Then remember in the New Testament in Luke, the 10th chapter in verse 42. Martha was so concerned about Mary. Jesus answered with this, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Hebrews 11 and 25, Moses, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. We choose. Nobody can choose for us. It can't be willed to you. It can't come to pass because what your daddy or mama did or what your grandma or your grandpa did. It comes down to where the rubber meets the road. You have to daily choose. Many churches present many different plans. They present many different doctrines. I present the Word. The Word said, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. We choose. And I wouldn't want to serve a God that didn't give me the right to choose. We've got all this numbskull religion that they teach that God grabs you by the nape of the neck and drags you to heaven just because you joined the church. Being born again is something that takes place by the Spirit of God. It's not something we can work up or merit. It is a free gift of God. But a man first must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. It's not something that God does without our consent. God won't save us without our consent. God will not force us to serve him without our consent. Amen. So let me make it real clear. When troubles come, choose the Lord. When battles come, choose the Lord's side. When there's ever a way, take the high road. When you're ever confronted with what I'm going to do next, choose the way of the Lord. When the battle gets so severe, you think there's no way you can survive it, just keep choosing the Lord's way. Because he'll come through. Our battle has been long and hard here. Several times when I thought it was about over, it just started. I told the Lord yesterday in an in-depth prayer, Lord, you know I'll go where you send me. Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do. I'll go through what you put me through. Or tell me I got to go through. I'll give up what I got to give up. I'll sacrifice what I got to sacrifice. And I acknowledge him as Lord. Amen. And I say, Lord, you move. And you have your will in your way. And your will be done. I come under the arch back there where the Lord has spoke to me numerous times. And I walked under it this morning, going back to the studio. We've put on several live services every Sunday morning, back to back, one right after another. I was in a hurry. I had stuff I had to get done. Momentarily, you got to keep on track with all the hundreds of things you got to deal with to make all this work. But all of a sudden, that wave of glory come. I walked under that ark right back there in that doorway, and that wave of glory quickened me. I've had all kind of battles in my face. I've had times that I thought I would die from different situations in my life. I've had times that I thought I was dying. But every time, that quickening of the Holy Ghost come in my bosom. Amen. Because I'm on the Lord's side. I don't try to get him on my side. Not because I've got the Lord on my side. You better drop that and get over on his side. Amen. Your side might not be the right side. You might not be going the right direction. But let's get on the Lord's side. So I asked again, as the man of God come to the door, and he said, who amongst you is on the Lord's side? And I say to all those that's listening throughout the world, throughout this local area that are here today, who amongst you is on the Lord's side? God, in Jesus' name, send this message to literally tens of thousands of people. Not only today, as it is aired for months to come, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, work by your Spirit, have your will and way. Save, deliver, set free, and heal is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.